I'm not sure if we would be so willing to follow a guy in a black t-shirt with a word that we're not even sure what it says, blue jeans and orange Sperry's on a regular basis. I'm not sure if we're willing to follow one that's in a big long white robe and long hair, flowing hair with the blue sash and these deep-set eyes. But I am sure that I would say all of us have come to the conclusion that we do not have all the answers. We don't always feel totally ready for what's next. And we find ourselves in a position, as was described in the Old Testament with those that gathered around King David. He said, all those that were in debt, distressed, and depressed gathered to him. It so happens that one of those places in the Old Testament that was given to them by enemies, the Philistines, took a liking to David as he was running from Saul, and they actually gave him permission to cross over into their territory and to find a place of refuge in a city by the name of Ziklag. So this t-shirt that you have up here in front of you today, we sort of stole the type font from the drum company. Are you familiar with Zildjian drums? They've been making them, I guess, for quite a few years, but they use this kind of type font. When we were in Charleston, we wanted to have a place where young adults could gather. And I just got through reading that story in the Old Testament about all those that were in debt, distressed, and depressed, gathered around David at this city of refuge in Ziklag. And I thought, you know, that pretty much describes young adults and old adults and middle-aged adults and all of us at one time or another. So we announced that we would be having Ziklag. And of course, nobody knew what that really was, other than it was just a place where you could come to hear who Jesus is, hear some good music, and of course, food. We were Baptists, so food had to be a part of what we were doing. And to hear and to experience life together. It is my prayer this morning that even as we see what happened in the life of those in Samaria, when Philip came down and he started preaching to a bunch of foreigners, the people in Samaria may have heard of Jesus and they may have heard of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they were a mixed lot in that particular city. And there were many that didn't have anything to do with them because of their background and their pedigree. But Philip was called by the Holy Spirit to go and to preach. And as he preached, amazing things happened. And he says, well, if I was doing this in Jerusalem, if you believed me, the next thing we would do is go and be baptized. I know the Holy Spirit really hasn't shown up in any great form, but if you really trust in Jesus, let's go get baptized. So they did. And this revival was taking place in the town of Samaria. Well, the guys up in Jerusalem didn't quite know what to think of this. So they sent down some people to investigate. Peter and John became the investigating committee. And they showed up on the scene. And they realized that this message they'd been preaching about Jesus, that we should follow him, that he in fact has a way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And it says they prayed with them like they would pray with anybody else. And amazingly, God showed up. It's my prayer this morning that we continue to allow God to show up. Sometimes it may be difficult to quite understand what was going on in Samaria. We're thinking, well, wait a minute, is this about some formula? You have to be baptized and then the Holy Spirit comes, or Does the Holy Spirit come first and then you're baptized? I think it was a great picture to realize our belief in Jesus is what has to come first. As we believe in Him, as we trust Him with our lives, then all the rest of those things fall into place as they need to be. There is no magic formula of the right sequence. It's just that the Holy Spirit comes and He lives with us and He allows us to then be a part of God's church. When you pass through the waters, I shall be there. The waters were a symbol of trial and tribulation, a boundary to be crossed, perhaps the Red Sea or the Jordan River in ancient times. For the people who had been exiled, the waters may have symbolized the entire time of exile, a very, very turbulent time in which all they knew had been taken from them. For Christians, we seem the waters of baptism, and they give us this symbol, the symbol of death itself, as we come out on the other side with the gift of new life, the hope of resurrection, everlasting life in Christ. We commemorate the baptism of Jesus even today. We're reminded that we all have the gift of new life, of starting again with God, of renewing our commitments and reorientating our lives to God, to come and to follow Him. The same God whose voice called out over the waters, who called down from above over the waters of Jesus' baptism, is the same voice that calls us beloved and who continues to call us into the promise of new life. So wherever you find yourself today, on whichever side of the waters of baptism, you may never have went through the waters of baptism yet. Or you may have done that just a few decades ago. May this be the morning when we renew our commitment to follow Jesus. That symbolically we think of what happens through baptism, but more importantly, it's what happens in our very lives. God shows up. Our third stained glass window is the representation of that baptism, even as we see around our sanctuary today. It's an outward sign of saying, I want to follow you. Sarah Ellen is probably one of our newest baptized. Anybody newer baptized than Sarah Ellen? You were baptized on September of last year. We didn't use the baptistry. We went out to, was it Arden? Audra. That's where I was, in the water. Audra State Park, and got to find the spot out there. It was a little cool in September. What do you think, Caleb? Water was a little nippy, but that's all right. It was a great opportunity to see another come forward. We know there are some here that actually have the Tigert River as their hole of baptism. Cottrell's found that spot. And by a show of hands, how many have used this baptistry right here to actually walk through the waters of baptism? Praise the Lord. Great opportunities for you at that point to say, I'm going to follow Jesus. And then just a reminder this morning that it is indeed our privilege, even as we start this new year, to say, I'm still looking for that place of refuge and safety. I'm still looking for the place where I can come when I'm distressed and in debt and depressed and know that God's Spirit is present and will continue to sustain and comfort and guide. May it be so, even in our hearts today. And all God's people said, Amen.